just one clarification on the laws of Matanot Dev Yonim. Of course, we know that on Purim Day, you have to give Matanot Dev Yonim, a certain amount of money to the poor people. You have to give at least to two poor people, you have to give them enough to have a Seudah. Maybe that shi'ur is between, let's say, $5 and $10 minimally to each ani. It's not such an expensive mitzvah, but it's indeed a mitzvah on Purim Day to make sure that two evyonim get the money. So a lot of people, what they do is they give the money from before Purim. They give it to a fund, and the fund makes sure to dispense it on Purim Day itself. So Acham Avadia clearly writes that that's fine. So long as the one that dispensing it gives it out on Purim Day, there's nothing to be concerned about. The Hiddush of the rabbi is today is that let's say the one that's dispensing the Matanot of Yonim gives it to somebody in Israel to be dispensed on the 15th of Adar. Even though we celebrate Purim on the 14th of Adar, and our obligations are on the 14th. But the Hakam says that if you sent the money of Matanot of Yonim and it was given out in Yerushalayim on the 15th, he fulfills his obligation of Matanot Evyonim, and then he writes in the footnote, "Bezichud gadol le'elu shemekaymim mitzvot Matanot Evyonim le'aniyei Eir HaKodesh, u'bazeh yekaymu mitzvah min ha'muvhar." Then he says it's a choice mitzvah that the poor people of Jerusalem get the mitzvah. So therefore, no one has to be concerned that if the money went overseas and it was given out the following day, so long as it was given out on a day that they're celebrating Purim somewhere, which is namely Yerushalayim, so then one is fulfilling his obligation. This is written in a footnote in Yakut Yosef Purim on page 185.